Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is 8:22, and look who's joining us in studio. Why, it is Hancock and Kelly in person.
Hi, morning.
Hi, John Hancock.
Hello.
And Michael Kelly.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you again, John. How are you, buddy?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, it's been a while.
Well, it's good to have you both back in studio. All right, well, Monday is a big day. It is inauguration day for Donald Trump for his, do we call it his second term?
Yeah.
Second non-consecutive term?
Yeah.
So, John, let me ask you, we heard a lot about free speech over the last 4 years, and it looks like Trump has successfully won over all the big tech bros.
Yeah.
They're all going to be there. Google, Facebook, X,
TikTok.
TikTok is probably, my guess is it's going to be sold to a supporter of Donald Trump's. So successfully now taking over all the social media brands, at least with support. He's also threatening to take action now against comedians, late night comedians who make fun of him, including especially Seth Meyers. I don't know why Seth Meyers is getting it. He's also suing other news organizations. What should we make of this 4 years ahead?
Well, it's going to be, never dull. And, I thought a year, 2 years ago, I would have said it'd be a cold day before Donald Trump's ever president of the United States again. And it's going to be very cold on Monday.
It is cold, John.
but, you know, here we are. And you have to hope for the best and hope that, you know, there's a steady hand at the head of the ship of state. Some of these things, you know, suing reporters and comedians, you know, not healthy, not helpful, but it's all part of the package that more people than not voted for.
Well, that's a reassuring answer, pal. I think you're right. I mean, I think we're going to have to hope that some common sense, some normalcy will prevail. Sounds like a lot of that may wind up in front of the Supreme Court, particularly as it relates to some of this speech and social media stuff that may potentially come up. And they have now shown a willingness, while a very slight, to clap back. So we're just going to have to hope for the institutions to hold. And look, this man was elected, and he was elected with a majority in the Senate and the House, and he's going to get a run here for a while, and we'll have to wait and see what comes of it. But the pendulum shifts wildly. Look no further than what's happening here in the city of St. Louis.
I will say that if this Supreme Court is true to its conservative underpinnings, and I believe they will be, I think they'll protect free speech. I think they'll protect journalists from litigation. But it may take the Supreme Court to weigh in for those things to get resolved.
Well, you mentioned the city of St. Louis. Last week or two hasn't been a lot of fun if you live in the city, because most of the city streets
are, three of the four of us in this room do.
Yeah. And the streets director this week, Bethany Williams, said she didn't know about any of these problems, that the staff didn't come to her and let her know. I don't know if she ever left her house in the last 10 days, but it's ridiculous. And the other thing is, how may this reflect on Mayor Tashora Jones 2 months from the primary?
Well, you can understand somebody not realizing that it snowed. you know, the one thing I could say charitably about Mayor Jones is she's gone to Washington, D.C., and she's obviously produced a 50-degree temperature day for us today that's going to melt some of the snow. So we're grateful for her good work with the meteorologists up there. But, you know, she probably ought to be here.
Yeah, and I don't have enough time in this segment to answer, and I feel like I've been a recording for years now talking about how we seem to be trying to fix all the great society problems, but we can't pick up the trash. And what we're watching is a complete failure of city government, whether it's at the courts, I mean, not at the courts, at the prison system, with the execution of the ARPA money, with the snow removal. Nobody's in charge. This is all falling apart, and it's happening before your eyes.
It is interesting that the streets director, I mean, either way, if she didn't know 10 days in, because she heard an earful. Of course, there was a hearing, public hearing on Wednesday, where citizens could come in and complain, and they did. And she says then she went out to check the streets and was misled by her staff. So either she, I have no idea what she did for 10 days while the rest of us were skating around the city, but if she did know and didn't do anything and now is throwing her employees under the bus.
It should have been a clue when the Blues were holding their practice on Skinker.
So yeah.
People are literally skating.
They are
down,
skating in my neighborhood.
Ice skating okay. down
it's
street.
Not
secret.
Funny,
I'm going to tell you
because
no.
It's dangerous around schools and places.
I left town on Sunday of last week and just arrived last night. Took an Uber from the airport to my place in the Central West End. Could not believe what I saw coming down Del Mar. The center lane is still ice packed. This is Del Mar. This is the Del Mar Divide. This is supposed to be the focus of our region. And if you're going to go and the lanes aren't cleared, it was an abomination. This is a complete failure of government. There is no justification. All these people deserve to be fired. And if we had someone who was at the helm and actually here, maybe they'd fire them.
Yeah, and it's not like it's been 2 or 3 days. It's been almost 11 days since the storm.
It'll be 2 weeks on Sunday.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Snowing.
Yep.
Well, all right. On that note, we all got it out. I did notice in some of the other suburbs, like Clayton, they have crews out with front loaders and
bobcats.
The
suburbs are all clear, like Arnold.
And it didn't used to be like this. It was several years ago we could handle this. I mean, yes, we haven't gotten these types of storms all the time, but to be sitting here 2 weeks later, what about the business owners who own coffee shops,
mm-hmm.
who
it's
can't get people to show up in
There's
front
no parking.
Of them? Right. Well, I hope everybody's really excited about solving all those other problems that they're voting for. This is what's being neglected as a result of the narrative of politics. My friend John Hancock will talk about it in this next segment. We Democrats look for government to solve everything. Well, you can't fix problems if you can't pick up the trash.
That is Michael Kelly along with John Hancock, and they will hold forth until 10 after the news at the bottom of the hour. It